Today we'll talk about the importance of resisting greed, and we'll look at an incredible conversion story. It's all in this episode of The Gary Zimak Show. Stay right where you are. We begin now. Hey there, welcome to the program. This is Gary Zimak back here with you once again on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for stopping by. As I mentioned at the beginning, we are going today to look at the importance of resisting greed in all forms, and we will look at a very important conversion story. Now, I'm departing from the usual format. Oh, here he goes again. Yeah, well, the reason is because we have got an unbelievable first reading today. I want to make sure that we're able to look at it. We're going to learn of the conversion of Saul of Tarsus, who was otherwise known as Saint Paul. His story is incredible, and I really wanted to talk about it today, since normally on Friday I read the Sunday Mass readings. That's why we're departing from the usual format. So I hope you bear with me today. I want to look at the daily Mass readings from Friday of the third week of Easter, because this is such an important reading. Look, you're still going to get your scripture, so that's a good thing, right? So I appreciate that, but this is just a judgment call that I'm making because I want to make sure that we get to talk about Paul's story. It's really inspiring for us. It's inspiring for those of us who struggle and think that we're not worthy. Well, guess what? None of us are worthy, but the Lord can use us. That's the beautiful thing about the way the Lord works. I hope you're doing well. And I want to repeat something that I mentioned on last night's show. I'm just going to do this quickly. I am at a serious need for additional monthly subscribers to help me continue the program financially. If you would be so kind to do so, please visit followingthetruth.com, go to the donate page, and I would ask you to become a monthly sponsor there. I'm really looking for about 10 people to do $10 a month. It would mean a great deal if you're able to swing that. And you would like to see my show stay on the air, please do that. If you can go a little bit higher than that, or if you can go a lot higher than that, I could really, really use it. And, you know, I don't like to talk about this, but it's necessary sometimes, because I don't want the show to go away without giving you a chance to help me out and keep the program on the air. So I thank you in advance for that. And please also, whenever you go to followingthetruth.com, also remember my Mystic Monk Coffee sponsorship. So if you're somebody who likes good coffee, you want to get some of the greatest coffee that you've ever had, please use the Mystic Monk image, the link from my website. And in addition, if you're someone who shops at Amazon.com, if you would consider, anytime you shop there, just go to followingthetruth.com first, click on my Amazon image, and that's going to be on the right-hand side of any page of my website. Just click on that image. You'll go into Amazon. You're going to get the same prices that you normally get. I don't get to see anything you purchased, but what happens is, because you came to Amazon from my website, I get a small commission based on anything you purchase. And really, that helps me tremendously. It helps me keep the show going. And if you're going to shop from there anyway, if you would just do me that favor, I would really, really, really appreciate it. So thank you for indulging me and listening. But, you know, we've been together a long time on the program here. We're in our sixth year now on Blog Talk Radio, and I've got to be honest with you. When I need the funding, I have to turn to you. And as I mentioned last night, some of my sponsors recently canceled their subscriptions, and things happen. Things happen. People run into financial difficulties, and I'm very grateful to have so many sponsors throughout the years, but it's really critical now that I get some new monthly sponsors. And again, I mentioned last night, if you sponsor the program monthly, you can cancel next month if you want. You can cancel at any time. You're not bound in for any period of time. What it does when you become a monthly subscriber securely through PayPal, it helps me to be able to budget and know how much is coming in for the radio program each month. So I would, again, appreciate if there's anything you could do. And please, as I said last night, If I didn't make it clear, I want to make it clear now. Don't think that somebody else is going to do it. I really am counting on you to do it. All right? And I thank you in advance. And as always, if you have any questions, please let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com. Before we get to the show, I did mention Mystic Monk Coffee. Today's beverage du jour. Here we go. mystic monk Pascha Java, celebrating the Easter season. Really good stuff. I think they're out of it for now, so you're going to have to wait until Christmas time to get this blend, when it's known as Jingle Bell Java. But they have so many other great flavors, including this new Spring Break blend. I've really got to try that. Cinnamon coffee cake and so many more. Check out the great coffee available from Mystic Monk Coffee. And all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com and click on the Mystic Monk image. Well, I had a great day today. This morning, I spoke at the monthly breakfast of the Catholic Business Network of Greater Philadelphia. That is such a great organization. I'm the chaplain for the South Jersey branch. This one is not too far from me, right over the bridge in Philadelphia. But I got to meet so many great people, and that's the good thing about these Catholic business networks. So many great people who are really living their faith 24/7. For so many, unfortunately, individuals, what happens is they believe, and these are even people that go to church, that oftentimes they feel, and you know, we can blame society, because society really presents this message, that our faith, our relationship with God even, should be confined to the four walls of the church. Well, that's never the way our Catholic Church has taught, and that's absolutely not true. The Lord wants to be Lord over our entire lives, so especially in the workplace, it's critical that we bring our relationship with Jesus Christ into the workplace. And I'm blessed to be able to be a part of a couple of these Catholic business networks. And plus, I speak at a lot of Catholic business groups around the country. It's great to be able to share Jesus Christ with individuals who are really trying to do the opposite of what the world's telling us. They want us to keep Christ out of the workplace. These folks are bringing Christ into the workplace. So if you ever have a chance to get affiliated with or to go to a meeting of a Catholic business network or some sort of a, you know, it doesn't have to be called the Catholic Business Network. It can be called, there are a number of different names, some sort of professional group of people who try to work using their Catholic values. If you ever get a chance to do that, make sure you do it. It's a great way to combine or to integrate your faith into your life, especially into the workplace. Now, if you're new to the program, I want to welcome you. My name is Gary Zimak. We do this program every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. The podcast is 30 minutes in length every night. We read some scripture, and plus we have an additional theme. That's what we're going to do tonight. Now, typically on Friday, what we do is we look at a book called The Hidden Power of Kindness. We will do that today. We'll talk about greed. And then in the second half, or actually we'll do that in the second half of the show. In the first half of the show, we will look at the daily mass readings from Friday of the third week of Easter. Again, as I said at the start, I'm departing from the normal way I do this. Normally I look at the Sunday readings, but I'm just going on an inspiration here because I want you to hear about the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. It's a really, really good story. Okay, I'd love to speak at your parish. If you want to bring me in to speak at your parish, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. If you'd like to check out my books, see some of the videos and CDs that I have for sale, again, you can find all of that at followingthetruth.com. If you'd like to sign up for the second annual Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat at the Malvern Retreat House in the Philadelphia suburbs, you can do that by going to followingthetruth.com as well. I have a banner near there now, right on the website, and that'll be able to take you to the registration page. It's now open. We sold out last year at the retreat, and I know we're going to do the same this year. So if you do want to register, make sure you do so soon. And as always, if there's anything that I can do for you, any questions you may have, you need extra prayers, whatever it is, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Just let me know, and I would be happy to help you in any way that I can. Okay, ready to get started? All right, let's pray. Let's put ourselves in the presence of the Lord, and let's ask Him to be with us on the program and in our lives, and to always help us to grow closer to Him each day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us another day. You're so good to us. We love you so much, Father. Please continue to bless us, to bless our families, to bless those around us, and please use us in any way that you can to do your work. Father, we love you, and we want to do what you would like us to do. help us, because sometimes we lose sight of our mission in life. We start to become infatuated with pleasure, with our comfort zone. We don't want to step out of our comfort zone, and we tend to get a little lazy sometimes, Father, so we need your help. Please keep us focused. Keep us focused. Keep us grounded. We ask you to help anyone who is sick this evening, anyone who is lonely, anyone who is anxious, anyone struggling with doubt or despair, anyone who might be dealing with a financial problem, as well as anyone battling an addiction. Father, we ask you to help them, to keep them safe, and to draw them closer to you. I ask you, Father, to take over this radio program for me and to speak through me and to please open our minds and our heart and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us today. We also present to you any of our needs. We know that you love us. We know that you care about us. We know that you want to hear everything that we need. So we present our needs to you today, and we know that you can handle them a lot better than we can. We know that you are all-powerful. We know that you are omnipotent. We know that there is no problem that is unsolvable for you. We know that you can do all things, and that's why we turn to you. We also know that you love us. And because you love us, you'll always do what's best. So with that in mind, we present to you those things that are distracting us, the burdens, the things weighing us down. We give them to you, Father. We ask you to handle them, and we thank you in advance for answering our prayers in whatever way you determine to be best. We thank you for that. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, our Son, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as we do each day on the program, we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary. We ask for her help, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for hanging in there with me, for praying. We got some good stuff on the program today. We're going to look at the Mass readings for Friday of the third week of Easter, which is today. And in particular, first reading today is a bit lengthy, but you're going to hear an incredible story about Saul of Tarsus and what happened. You know, you hear me talk a lot of times about an encounter with Jesus, having that personal encounter, that relationship with Jesus Christ. This is an example of what can happen when you have that encounter and the reason why it's so important. We go to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verses 1 through 20. Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belonged to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice, but could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing, so they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, that he might regain his sight." But Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to imprison all who call upon your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel. So I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name. And I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name. So Ananias went and entered the house, laying his hands on him. He said, Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me. Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized, and when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Now, I'll tell you what, I love this story, and this is one of the reasons that I wanted to share this with you today. So many times, well, there are a lot of lessons in this reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And again, I can't say enough good things about the readings that the church gives us during the Easter season. Throughout the entire Easter season, the daily Mass focuses, the first reading from the daily Mass focuses on the Acts of the Apostles. Really incredible, powerful stuff. And a glimpse of the early church in action. And what you're going to see is the effect of the Holy Spirit in the church, right? You're also going to see what happens when individuals respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. We see it throughout these readings. We see miracles taking place. We see a lot of examples of divine providence and intervention in the lives of the early Christians. The movement was known as the Way at the time. You heard that in the first reading. It was known as the Way. Christians were being persecuted during this time, but because they loved Christ so much, they were willing to do whatever it took, especially the apostles. And this, we see a great example of this. Now, Saul of Tarsus, he was a persecutor of Christians. Remember, a couple days ago, we heard an example where St. Stephen was murdered by the individuals who wanted to put an end to this movement of the Way, followers of Christ. They wanted to put an end to them. Saul was consenting to this murder of St. Stephen. So he was, basically a pretty bad guy when you look at it overall. Now, he had good intentions. He was a Pharisee. He loved the Lord. And in his own way, he thought he was doing the right thing. So he was persecuting Christians. We heard also a few days ago that he was dragging men and women out of their homes to imprison them. Why? Because they believed in Christ. So you look at this guy and you really would think he's probably not a good candidate to become an apostle, right? You wouldn't expect Jesus to pick this guy. So many other people who love Jesus, wouldn't he pick one of those? This is the amazing thing about the way the Lord works. He often picks, and this is, if we look through salvation history, look through the Bible, and see the type of people that the Lord chose. He chose people who were weak. He chose people who were weak, but people, when they would say yes to the Lord, right? Now, not everybody he chose said yes, but when they would say yes to the Lord, he was able to do great things through them. And the one person that immediately comes to mind when it comes to saying no is the rich young man. Remember the story of the rich young man who didn't want to give up his possessions? He had many possessions, so he was sad and wouldn't give up those possessions, even though Jesus wanted him to follow him, right? Rich young man wouldn't do that. So there's an example of somebody who did say no, but we see a lot of examples of people saying yes to the Lord. Saul's one of those guys. Now, did he do it willingly? Well, it's a bit of a process. So Saul is still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord. Now, again, this is the way this reading starts. He's not looking like a model citizen here, is he? He went to the high priest and asked for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belong to the way, right, which is the Christian faith, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. In other words, he's looking to lock them up. On his journey, he's just going about his way, doing his business. On his journey, as he neared Damascus, so Saul is on this road to Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him, and he fell to the ground, and he heard a voice. Didn't see anybody, but he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Obviously, this was Jesus, as we'll find out. But Saul said, "Who are you, sir?" Now, the interesting thing to note here is, obviously, Saul didn't even know Jesus, didn't know who Jesus was. And the reason we can tell that he didn't know Jesus was because of the fact he said, "Who are you, sir?" He didn't know Jesus. But what was the question Jesus asked? "Why are you persecuting my church, my people?" No. "Why are you persecuting me?" Now, this is powerful. And this is one of the reasons this encounter, this statement, and what is about to happen to Paul, or Saul, as he was known at the time, is one of the reasons that St. Paul was able to identify the church as the body of Christ. See, when Jesus said, "Why are you persecuting me?" he's letting Saul know that it's his body that's being persecuted. Christ, the church, they're one thing. I mean, that's a pretty cool revelation. And Jesus said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Now, the incredible thing is that Saul let these people take him to Damascus, and for 3 days he was unable to see, didn't eat or drink. And we see the story of this disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord sent him to Paul. Right? You know, I keep calling him Saul or Paul, but it was Saul at the time. And Ananias was afraid because he knew Saint Saul was a persecutor of Christians. He was a little hesitant, but the Lord said, "No, it's okay. Go ahead and do it." So we see Saul obeying. We see Ananias obeying. And the Lord was able to heal Saul, open up his eyes. The scales fell from his eyes. He regained his sight. He got up and he was baptized. Isn't that incredible? I mean, look at the transformation. When he had eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Isn't that absolutely incredible? That he was the Son of God. I mean, that's just really unbelievable. And the reason it gets a little confusing, Saul and Paul, God didn't change the name of Saul. Saul was his Jewish name. Now, when he received his mission, he was primarily the apostle to the Gentiles. He used his Roman name, which was Paul. He had both. He was able to use either one. And the reason he did that, and this is a lesson for all of us, there's a lot of lessons here, but the reason he used a different name was that he would be able to reach people better. He was able to reach the Roman, the Gentiles, in a much better manner. And he was using that name to be able to bring Jesus to them. I think the example for us is that, number one, there's a few examples in this reading. Number one, Jesus is going to keep coming after us. He's going to keep knocking on our door, getting our attention. I mean, obviously, he really got Saul's attention in a big way. He doesn't always do that with us. But he's going to be persistent, and he's going to seek us out when he wants us to grow closer to him. And that's a good thing. It really is. We see the responsiveness of Saul. We see the responsiveness of Ananias. And I would question, and I put this out there to you, do you respond when you feel the Lord is calling you to do something, when you feel him speaking to you, asking you to do something, even if it might be a little uncomfortable? Believe me, Ananias was uncomfortable to have to get anywhere near this guy who was throwing Christians into jail. He was very nervous about that. And finally, when we look at this, what happened with Paul, He at once began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues that he was the Son of God. Are you willing to go to bat for Jesus? Are you willing to stand up for him and to spread the good news to everyone who is willing to listen, even those who aren't willing to listen, those people around you? Are you willing to share the good news? Paul was. Are you? And if you are, the Lord can do great things through you. Don't think that you're not qualified. We are all qualified. And that qualification comes from the Lord. Okay? I mean, that's a really great story. The responsorial psalm today, Psalm 117, go out to all the world and tell the good news. See, that's the message that Paul is putting into practice. But I think we need to put that into practice. And so many times we don't. We're not willing to run the risk of looking foolish or having people get mad at us, any number of different things. Let's pray for the grace to be able to do that. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. And finally, the gospel today, John chapter 6, once again, verses 52 through 59. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, amen, amen. I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unless your ancestors who ate and still died, unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Eucharist is the food, the spiritual food that nourishes us. It's what keeps us going. You know, a lot of times we don't recognize the importance of the Eucharist in our lives. We don't recognize that we need our Lord and the graces that he gives us in that way. We can recognize material food, but we have a problem recognizing this spiritual nourishment that the Lord gives us. Pray for the grace to better appreciate our Lord's real presence in the Eucharist. And until that grace kicks in, you still might not really believe just how important it is to receive Christ. I want you to do me a favor and try going to Holy Communion at least one extra time during the week, not just on Sunday, and see what happens in your life. And give it a little time. It won't happen overnight. But see if it suddenly becomes easier to stand up for the Lord, if it becomes easier to pray, if you find yourself becoming more patient, if you find yourself being able to overcome more easily your favorite sin, whatever it may be. I think you're going to see a tremendous difference in your life. It's not fluff. It's not at all fluff. Receiving Jesus in the Eucharist is absolutely necessary. That's what's going to get you to heaven. And even if you don't feel like it, even if you don't feel it's going to do any good, I want you to start doing it, if at all possible. You know, maybe get up on Saturday and receive our Lord in Holy Communion and see what happens in your life. You're going to see a tremendous change. Look at what happened when Saul encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus. The same thing can happen to you. Now, I'm looking at the clock here. I talked so much about those readings today, but they were good. I had to, that I'm out of time. So we'll have to put off our discussion of greed until next time. All right, next Friday we'll do that. We'll do the hidden power of kindness. But I thought it was so important that we absolutely needed to talk about that today. If you have any questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com. Hope you have an incredible weekend. Let me know if there's anything you need. God willing, I plan to be back here on Monday. I hope you'll be able to join me. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. And remember, go for that encounter with Jesus. See what happens in your life. God bless you.